Now, our governor in Washington State, a guy named Jay Inslee, he's now vaccinating up to 40,000 people per day. That's his goal.
In which state? In
Washington State.
In Washington State, yeah. Sollen bis zu 40,000 Menschen am Tag jetzt geimpft werden.
So already there's like, what, 5 or 10% mortality rate? So we're looking at anywhere between 2,000 to 4,000 people dying already. And this is not played out per day from this vaccine they're, you know, people are taking.
Die Sterblichkeitsrate liegt jetzt bei was, 10% ungefähr. Wir gucken also auf 2 bis 4,000 Menschen, die jetzt pro Tag an dieser Impfung sterben.
And now I've been doing, I'm a psychic and I talk to the other side. I've been talking to a lot of dead people on the other side who got the vaccine and relatives, they're completely bewildered. They have no idea what happened.
Mm-hmm. Ich bin Hälsin und ich habe vielen gesprochen, die an der Impfung gestorben sind.
You'd like to think this is by accident.
You right? would, wouldn't you?
But it's
you
not would. By accident.
No, it's not.
And think of Governor Cuomo.
Oh, Governor Cuomo, yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, Governor Cuomo put sick people in with elderly people in nursing homes.
Mm-hmm.
That can't be an accident.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right.
Okay. Is that Governor Cuomo?
Cuomo, New York.
New York.
Ältere zusammen mit kranken Menschen, und das ist kein Zufall.
And now he's trying to hide the fact that he killed so many of these elderly people.
Und jetzt versucht er, diese Tatsache zu verstecken, dass er eben so viele ältere Menschen getötet hat.
But let me just point out, they know what they're doing.
Mm-hmm. It's true.
The people doing this, and this is back again to Dr. Lindsay, psychopaths don't have any empathy. Yeah. They don't see the rest of us as
right.
as worthy of living.
Right, right.
Okay? Mm-hmm. Those people don't work and pay taxes, the people in nursing homes.
Mhm. Also das sind Psychopathen, die kein Mitgefühl haben, also die wissen, was sie tun. Und wir, diese Menschen, sind ihnen egal. Die älteren Menschen in Heimen, Altersheimen, die ja keine Steuern mehr zahlen oder nichts mehr erbringen sozusagen, die werden halt dort dann entsprechend entsorgt.
I'm only hoping that my fellow physicians start standing up and doing something about this, because we are needlessly killing people and letting them die. Then that's it's horrible.
Yeah. Ich hoffe sehr, dass meine Kollegen aufstehen und sich dagegen wehren werden und ihnen bewusst ist, dass wir sonst dass Menschen getötet werden durch diese Impfung.
And what about?
Go ahead.
Oh, I'm sorry. And Dr. Merritt, what about the Hippocratic Oath? Do no harm.
Well, exactly.
Do no harm.
Right. Do no harm. And the other point that people forget, the original Hippocratic Oath, when Hippocrates said, I will go into the house of the patient only for the good of the patient. What he meant was, you're not there to save money on Medicare. You're not there to save money on the government health system. Mm-hmm. You're not there to kill people.
Right. Mm-hmm. Sure.
Also es gibt diesen Eid, der sagt, can you, this oath, how was the oath?
It's the Hippocratic Oath, the Oath of Medicine.
Also der medizinische Eid.
Der mm-hmm. Hippokratische Eid, sagt May.
Der Hippokratische Eid, ja.
Right. Mm-hmm. And unfortunately, we have a history of this happening. We made laws not to experiment on people, right? Mm-hmm. We remember that in the 20th century.
Wir haben Gesetze gemacht, die sagen, dass wir nicht an Menschen experimentieren.
This vaccine, or so-called vaccine, this is an experimental genetic agent. It's never been successfully trialed or used in humans before.
Das ist, diese Impfung ist ein genetisches Experiment, was vorher nie durch, also auch nicht erprobt wurde und niemals vorher auch durchgeführt wurde in dem Sinne.
Worse than that, it's never made it through animal testing. It killed the animals.
They killed actually with this vaccine?
No, the animals died of the vaccination trials.
Yeah.
With this technology.
Während dieser Versuche mit dieser Impfung sind die Tiere, die damit getestet wurden, alle gestorben.
Yeah. So they bypassed animal testing to get this vaccine to you. So all of us humans are their big testing subjects. Right. It's a big experiment.
Right.
But it's not to them.
Und jetzt wird dieses große Experiment an den Menschen durchgeführt. Es geht wirklich hier um ein menschliches Experiment.
Right. And here's what's happening in Europe. AstraZeneca is going to start vaccinating 7-year-olds and up.
Und in Europa will AstraZeneca jetzt ab sieben Jahre nach oben impfen. Is that right, now, really? In Europe?
Yes. Yeah. Now.
Yeah. And how long will they last?
Right. Now, the first thing to say is they've never done testing on children. Mm-hmm. Okay? They've never tested this on children.
Das Erste, was man sagen, dass das niemals an Kindern bisher auch getestet wurde.
But secondly, 1.9 million school children in Europe, in Sweden, they didn't miss a day of school, they didn't wear a mask, they didn't social distance, there were zero deaths.
Mm-hmm. 1,9 Millionen Kinder in der Schweiz waren in der Schule jeden Tag, haben keine Masken getragen, kein Abstand. Und es gab keine Erkrankten, geschweige denn Toten.
So any risk is wrong. You should, those children are not at risk of dying.
Yeah.
Why, other than evil, would you vaccinate these 7-year-olds with an experimental genetic therapy?
Also es besteht absolut keine Gefahr für kein Kind. Warum sollte man diesen Wahnsinn an Impfung, also an Kindern, ausüben?
Right. This really is a crime against humanity. And Dr. Wolfgang Woldarg from Germany has pointed out as well that the technology, which is hard to do through a translator to explain, but it's a good point he makes. It could cause sterility in women because you might make antibodies to your placenta, lose baby. God.
Wow.
Also Dr. Woldarg hat schon erwähnt, dass eben durch diese Impfung Frauen steril werden, weil Antikörper gegen die eigene Plazenta, Antibodies against, gegen sich selber hergestellt werden.
And so, you know, and of course, anyone who speaks out, like me, probably like Dr. Woldarg, the former senior science advisor of Pfizer, Dr. Michael Yaden, also is with Dr. Woldarg, and he's also been speaking out.
Uh-huh.
We're all going to be considered Looney Tunes because dissent can't be tolerated. You have to destroy the dissenter.
Yeah.
Right.
Und alle, die sich jetzt eben dagegen aussprechen, wie Dr. Woldarg, wie Dr. Yaden, wie Dr. Lee Merritt hier, die werden als verrückt dargestellt. Man darf sich nicht gegen diesen Wahnsinn stellen.
I've been shadow banned recently by Facebook. So I hope this goes through okay. But you know, frankly, I don't care. There's other platforms. We're going to get the word out somehow.
Dr. Merritt. Dr. Merritt, eine Frage, eine Question. in Europa gibt es viele Gruppen, die hoffen, dass Amerika das wieder zum Guten wenden wird. Und jetzt höre ich im Gegenteil dazu, dass Amerika die Menschen gar nicht aufstehen, dass ihr hofft, dass Europa etwas verändert.
Gerhard is saying, here in Europe, we are hoping that people in the United States is standing up. And now you are saying that you see in Europe people standing up.
Right, right.
Well, maybe we're doing it in different ways. I see you guys standing up by marching in the streets, which we should be doing. It's just not a tradition that we are used to doing.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know, and then I'll tell you the rest.
Sie sagt, dass man uns sieht hier in Europa, wie wir auf die Straße gehen zum Demonstrieren, was etwas ist, was man in den USA nicht tut, weil man das gar nicht kennt. Keine Tradition dort.
But that doesn't mean we won't, you know.
Aber es bedeutet nicht, dass wir das nicht tun werden.
People that I talk to, a lot of people, they are not going to take this vaccine.
Mm-hmm.
they're just not going to take it. And that will precipitate a real fight. If they try to make vaccine passports like they're doing in Europe,
right,
that will precipitate a fight.
Ja, also sie kennt viele Menschen, die die Impfung nicht zu sich nehmen werden. Und das wird irgendwann natürlich zum gewissen Kampf führen, besonders dann, wenn eben irgendwelche Impfpässe dann ausgestellt werden sollen. Das wird natürlich dann die Konflikte hervorrufen.
And just let me point this out. In Minnesota, one of our 50 states, in Minnesota, just the hunters, the deer hunters alone, constitute the fifth largest standing army in the world. So it'll be one heck of a fight.
Amazing. That's amazing. Wow. That's amazing. Wow.
Also in Minnesota, in einem der 50 Staaten, das sind die Jäger, bilden den fünftgrößten Verbund an, wahrscheinlich an Bewaffneten. Yeah. Das wird dann schon ziemlich krass werden.
If the people lead, the leaders will follow.
Yeah.
In Europa gibt es zum Beispiel Ärzte für Aufklärung oder Anwälte, die sich zusammentun. Ist bei euch America's Frontline Doctors, ist das etwas Ähnliches? Ich sehe es gerade auf der Webseite von Dr. Merritt.
Here in Europe we have doctors who show people the truth, who speak about the truth. Do you have this also in the United States?
Well, we have Dr. Merritt.
I am one of the frontline doctors that he's referring to.
You're one of the frontline doctors.
Right.
So, yes, I am one of the America's frontline doctors. The minute we put our speeches up, they're censored.
Yeah.
So we're, because they're afraid of us.
Yeah, right.
How many doctors are there together?
I'm guessing 30. Mm-hmm.
30.
Of actual people that's maybe 20 that speak. There's kind of a small group that do a lot of the speaking, but there's more people. Mm-hmm. And there's a lot of support.
Mm-hmm. Also es gibt ungefähr 30 Ärzte, 20 davon, die sich auch äußern. Es gibt viel Unterstützung, aber oftmals wird das, was sie veröffentlichen, sofort zensiert.
Ich kenne hier in Österreich einige Ärzte, die sagen nichts dagegen, weil sie Angst um ihre Lizenz haben. Aber ich glaube, wenn es hart auf hart geht, würden sie dann auch relativ rasch mithelfen.
He knows some doctors in Austria that they are afraid of speaking truth because of maybe losing their license as a doctor. But maybe when it comes really hard, when it goes really hard, they will stand up and speak.
Well, we've seen that before also. This is the problem. Mm-hmm. There are doctors that are in training and they're trapped. Mm-hmm. I give them a moral pass.
Mm-hmm. But es gibt die Doktoren, die eben noch ausgebildet werden, die sind irgendwo jetzt da gefangen und sie haben sozusagen, ja.
But doctors that are fully trained, they better start standing up because, as Dietrich Bonhoeffer said, God will not hold us blameless.
Mm-hmm. Und dann gibt es die, die voll ausgebildet sind als Ärzte, die hoffentlich dann auch aufstehen.
Yeah. We, the doctors, unfortunately, have been propagandized that anybody learning anything outside of what the university tells you is wrong. Right. That's the problem we're facing.
Yeah.
Also viele Doktoren sind einfach auch unter der Propaganda Einfluss und alles, was außerhalb ihnen erzählt wird von dem, was sie gelernt haben, das ist eben nicht wahr.
Oh, go ahead. I went to the big January 6th support for the rally in Washington, D.C. Uh-huh. And I wore my frontline doctor's coat. And I had people coming up to me from all over saying, we love you guys. Thank you. Oh, I know you. I saw your videos.
Right.
So they know. Right. People are waking up. People are behind us.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. It's a problem with lawyers too. I mean, the legalities of the shutdown. You know, we've got like 40,000 lawyers in Washington State. How many have stood up? Mm-hmm. One,
right?
Maybe two, One? I don't even know of anybody. Mm-hmm. And it's the same thing. It's people think they get drilled into this way of thinking and they don't accept anything else.
Es gibt also viele Anwälte, die sich die 30.000, 40.000 allein dort in diesem Staat, die, wie viele sind eigentlich aufgestanden letztendlich und machen sich stark. Also es ist einfach ja, dem System, dem sie unterliegen, was sie gelernt haben.
Yeah.
Well, I'm very hopeful this doesn't come to violence, but I have to say that it may. And it may because ultimately psychopaths don't change their behavior. You just have to stop them.
Yeah,
that's true.
Ich hoffe sehr, dass es nicht zur Gewalt kommt, aber ich vermute, denn Psychopathen lassen sich nicht von ihrem Weg abbringen, außer man stoppt sie.
Mm-hmm. And in America, it's the famous quote from Thomas Jefferson is something like, every so often, the tree of liberty has to be watered with the blood of patriots.
Mm-hmm. Really?
Yes, wow. that's a famous Thomas Jefferson quote.
Wow.
Because sometimes you have to put your life on the line.
Yeah, okay.
You don't want to translate that, but you should.
It's really, this
it's
is
not a matter of violence. This is a matter of life or death.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's, yeah. Also Thomas Jefferson meinte eben sowas, manchmal muss man, um den Baum am Wachsen zu halten und kein Wasser da ist, das Blut da reingeben, im übertragenen Sinne jetzt mal. Also manchmal ist das Leben eben nicht, steht da hinten an für die Sache, für die man kämpft. Hm. Wow, yeah. Oh, I hope not.
Dr. Merritt, on your website, I read Rebel Against Medical Tyranny Since 1996.
Yeah.
What was there then?
Well, we have an Association of American Physicians and Surgeons. And in 1943, that group separated from the American Medical Association because the AMA went with the government.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
Do you want to translate it? Want me to say?
Yeah. Yeah. If I can remember correctly. Also es gibt auf Dr. Merritts Seite, wie hast du nochmal, der Rebell gegen die medizinische Tyrannei von 1996?
Seit 1996 bereits steht da, ja.
Ja.
Auf der Webseite, dass sie schon gegen diese medizinische Tyrannei rebelliert, sozusagen.
Ja, genau. Okay.
Und ich habe sie gefragt, ja, warum schon damals, was war da? Und da hat sie irgendwas gesagt, dass sich
1943 eine Gruppe abgespalten hat, die dann für die Regierung arbeitete.
94, ne? Oder?
So, 94. I first recognized the problem in 1995 and joined the AAPS. And it's fighting against government takeover of medicine.
Ja. Also 1995 ist sie darauf aufmerksam geworden. Und es geht eigentlich darum, dagegen zu kämpfen, dass die Regierung die Medizin übernimmt.
And for example, are you a free person if you have to beg your government to give you the medicine you want, but you are being forced to take medicine you don't want?
Mm-hmm. Right. Sind wir freie Menschen, wenn wir unsere Regierung darum betteln müssen, dass wir Medizin bekommen, die wir brauchen, aber Medizin bekommen, die wir gar nicht benötigen?
Mm-hmm. I'm a surgeon and trying to practice medicine with the 170,000 pages of government regulation is a nightmare.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right. Es ist Chirurg und es ist ein Albtraum, all das, woran sie sich halten muss, auch die Seiten an dem, was da drin steht von der Regierung, blablabla. Das ist nicht ohne. Mhm.
So I have articles, I think, on the website, I haven't checked lately, that talk about that, government medicine. If not, they'll go up.
Kann sein, dass auf Ihrer Seite, Sie weiß jetzt nicht genau, Artikel darüber sind, über genau diese Art und Weise der Regierung, die eben da sich einmischt in die Medizin. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Well, Dr. Merritt, have you been threatened for your views, by the way?
No, not so far, but it's early. No, mostly it's an overwhelming positive, like, thank you, why aren't other doctors standing up? But that is because and I'm not a hero. I'm just at the point, I think, we have to stand up or we're all going down.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think many doctors agree with me who can't speak out or won't speak out yet, but they will. Yeah. I hope they will.
Yeah, they will. They will.
Also, maybe it's because...
ist noch eine der wenigen jetzt, die wirklich aufsteht. Teds Frage war, ob sie irgendwo auch manchmal so in Gefahr dann dadurch ist, dass sie so offen spricht. Aber letztendlich hofft sie einfach auch, dass jetzt mehr Ärzte den Mut haben, sich dagegen auszusprechen. Es gibt viele, die da sich dessen bewusst sind, aber sich noch nicht trauen. Aber auch das wird sich ändern. Ich bin davon auch überzeugt.
And also, you know, I'm just a little doctor in a little town. I didn't expect to suddenly be on a national stage. But people are hungry for hearing right. what they perceive as truth.
Right, right.
You are not little and you are not a little propaganda. Yeah. Also es ist wichtig, sie sagt, sie ist nur ein kleiner Arzt, aber ich denke, es ist sie gar nicht, denn es braucht unglaublich viel Mut, dies zu tun und das auszusprechen. Und viele Menschen sind dankbar dafür und offen dafür und wollen das auch hören, die Wahrheit hinter dem Ganzen.
And my father was a doctor, my mother was a nurse, sure. and my son's a physician, my older son. Mm-hmm. So I believe in our profession. I really believe in the practice of medicine. I just hate to see it go this way. I hate to see it be used by bad guys to make money and take down the world.
Yeah, yeah. Also der Vater von Dr. Merritt ist selber Arzt, die Mutter, glaube ich, Krankenschwester, einer ihrer Söhne ist auch als Arzt tätig und sie liebt sehr ihren Beruf und was sie tut, aber sie kann es nicht sehen, dass eben schlechte Menschen es nutzen hier, um Geld zu machen und die Welt zu zerstören.
Wasn't medical science in Nazi Germany also taken the same way by Joseph Mengele and others?
Right, and I will say that you know, you become your parents no matter how much you might resist that. My father always studied what happened in German medicine during World War II. And I stumbled into that, but it's something that I've kind of made a study. And I have an article actually about Karl Brandt, the lessons of Karl Brandt.
Mm-hmm. Also, die Frage war jetzt, ist es so ähnlich wie damals im Zweiten Weltkrieg, was da in diesen Bereichen statt, medizinisch-wissenschaftlichen Bereichen. Und Dr. Lee Merritts Vater hat sich damit befasst, mit der Medizin auch zu Zeiten des Zweiten Weltkriegs. Und sie selber hat sich damit auch auseinandergesetzt.
And so I studied the history of Karl Brandt, who was Hitler's surgeon. And I got interested because he did the same kind of medicine I do. He was a trauma doctor and an orthopedic, and he did orthopedic surgery.
Aha. Und sie hat Karl Brandt, der Hitlers Chirurg war, studiert sozusagen. Und sie macht letztendlich dasselbe wie er, was er gelernt hat.
Mhm. And you read about him and he sounds like a good guy, like he shouldn't have been, you know, involved in being, he shouldn't have been hung at Nuremberg, but why was he? And I think because at some point you have to get off the bus. You cannot morally go along with bad things.
Mm-hmm.
No matter how you're doing, you think you're doing good, you can't go along with it. It's complicated, but I think that's the lesson of Karl Brandt, which you can read. It's on my website.
Yeah, okay. I think. Perfect. Also auf ihrer Webseite ist die Information auch über Karl Brandt und seine Geschichte, der gehängt wurde in Nürnberg. Warum wurde er gehängt? Weil er einfach irgendwann das Ganze auch nicht mehr moralisch vertreten konnte. Und es ist eben ist aufgestanden und hat sich irgendwann dann doch gewehrt gegen das System. Mhm.
Dr. Merritt, I do time travel, and I've gone into the future, and by April there's going to be so many deaths from this thing that many people will be clamoring to stop. Eventually it will be stopped, I think.
I think so. And you're not the only one saying that. I heard, I think it was Judy Mikovits say, she thought, she's a virologist, and she said she thought that the real dying would start in 3 to 4 months. And I know that. The science behind this, and I can say that it makes sense with what happened to the animals.
Okay. Ted hat gerade gesagt, dass er Zeitreisen macht. Er ist, hat sich im April gesehen, dass dort die meisten dann an der Impfung sterben werden. Also die jetzt geimpften werden dann im April dann die ersten versterben oder wahrscheinlich die meisten. Und eine Virologin hat das Ganze bestätigt von der Seite eben aus der Wissenschaft, von der wissenschaftlichen Sicht her und das, was sie an den Tieren gesehen haben, was dort passiert ist. Also man kann davon ausgehen, dass in 3 bis 4 Monaten ein Großteil derer, die geimpft wurden, dann verstorben sein werden.
Well, it's an exciting time to be alive. It's like a Charles Dickens novel. It's the best of times and the worst of times.
Also es ist eine sehr spannende Zeit, am Leben zu sein. Es ist wie Charles Dickens in einer Novelle von ihm. Ja, es sind spannende Zeiten, es sind schlimme Zeiten gleichzeitig.
You know, I've been a psychic for decades, and I do talk to Presidents Washington, Jefferson, Kennedy and other great spirits as well.
Ich bin Hellseher seit Jahrzehnten und ich spreche zu vielen großen Persönlichkeiten.
And they told me several months ago that they wanted people to save the Republic.
Und ich,
I hope we are, and this is part of it.
Mm-hmm. Es geht darum, die Republik wiederherzustellen.
And they're saying that they're very proud of you, Dr. Merritt, for standing up for what's right and the truth.
Well, that's...
Right, yeah. Und sie sagen, dass sie sehr stolz auf Dr. Merritt sind, dass sie den Mut hat, aufzustehen und die Wahrheit zu sprechen.
Well, maybe I'm my great 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 grandfather reincarnated, but he fought in the Revolutionary War. So
really,
my war. Yeah.
Wonderful. Yeah. Wow.
Great.
Yeah, he was a Welsh immigrant.
Huh. Interesting.
So
interesting.
Yeah, I think we're at multi, you know, in the big picture here, I think we're at a war that we don't recognize. We don't recognize we're in war. We just think we're living kind of weird. But we're being attacked economically, politically, cybersecurity attacks against the Pentagon and other major installations.
Right.
I think it's partly kinetic. I think we've seen directed energy weapons being used.
Wow. Yeah. I'm on the air. I can't call you. I'll call you in a couple hours. Thanks.
Anyway.
But I think George Washington, President Kennedy, all these great spirits are very concerned about what's happening right now in this country. And they thank you for standing up, Dr. Merritt, with the truth.
I'll take that. President Kennedy, I think, was killed because he recognized the problem we were in. I mean, it wasn't just about the Bay of Pigs. You heard all these different stories. My joke these days is, it's always a lone gunman, it's always COVID, and it's never the vaccine.
Yeah, right. Mm-hmm. On that note, here's something. I don't know if I've showed you this or not. I can send it to you. This is a newspaper article from November 22nd, 1963. It was published in New Zealand while President Kennedy was still alive.
Oh my gosh.
Wow. I'll send it to you.
Yeah.
It's difficult to get a copy.
Mm-hmm. I bet they've censored that.
Yeah, the cabal wasn't very happy, but I include this with my book when everybody buys a book, or I can send it to them. So just text me your address. I'll send you a copy. But what it is, it's a very interesting story. A couple of years ago, I was finishing my book and I wanted to get a bigger copy of it. And I called the library in New Zealand, in Christchurch. They had a copy of it. And they told me, well, Ted, you know, there's been so much controversy about this. The only way we're going to give you a full page copy is that you have to physically fly to Christchurch, New Zealand, appear there and pay like 50 cents or 25 cents for the page. And I said, that's ridiculous. You know, and so I was sitting there in front of my computer And they sent me a little postage stamp that's half inch by an inch. That's all they did. And you'd have to use an electron microscope to see the prints on it. So then I was sitting there and I heard from President Kennedy. I talked to him all the time. He said, Ted, click on the thing now. I fixed it. You did what? I fixed it. Okay, I clicked on it. The whole thing spread up open page. So he gave me a full copy. That's wow. Why I got it. Anyway.
Well, I mean, look what's happening now with the, all the questions around the inauguration.
And oh, yeah.
What,
yeah.
This makes me think of what Dr. Charlie Ward in Spain said.
Right.
He had a full video of the so-called Biden inauguration before it had happened. Right?
Yeah. How about the pictures of Biden in the so-called White House with the wall behind him separating? I mean, and then there's the other one of McDonald's arches in the parking lot behind the right. Windows. They're just kidding, but
it's trucks you shouldn't see.
Yeah, it's trucks you shouldn't see, and I don't know. They've got, they've got stuff in the background that's not part of it.
From my perspective, I spent 10 years in the military.
Uh-huh.
And the optics are not right. Whatever's going on, people right. can argue that this is, crazy talk, but whatever's going on, the optics are not right. The picture of the president, the vice president that's traditionally taken with a military officer.
Right.
Look at the one from Trump and Pence. It's a real army general. You can see that it's a real army general. Uh-huh. The one with Harris and Biden, it looks like the guy, the butler from the Waldorf Astoria. I mean, the doorman from the Waldorf Astoria. It's not a real military uniform.
Uh-huh. Right.
And,
right.
The other thing is those guys in D.C. are not just army reservists. Okay. They're not National Guard. There mm-hmm. are like 10th Army Mountain Division Marines there. You can look at their patches, and I heard somebody say their Gitmo patches there. I can't prove that, but other people have looked at that, not just me, and said those are not right.
Right.
And someone that lives there, there's a newscaster that lives close by, said, an independent newscaster, you won't get anything from mainstream media, but her comment was, when the National Guard showed up, it was young boys with no big weapons, but slowly they've gotten replaced by big guys, older guys with big weapons. So it's not what we're, a little off our subject, but why deputize, why make 2,000 active duty people federal marshals? The only reason you need to do that is to arrest and transport people.
Right, why else right.
So there's a lot of stuff going on. The wrong gun salute, there's another one. They gave Biden basically the gun salute for an incoming dignitary, not for a president. So,
I saw them serving Biden and Kamala Harris Happy Meals wrapped up in McDonald's wrappers one day for a presidential dinner. I don't know the guests. I guess they're saving money. I don't know, but.
Well, and my husband thinks I'm crazy too. But I said. Yeah. Look at the picture, for example, of the Marine escorting Lady Gaga to the inaugural party, or maybe she was entertaining.
Grabbing her arm, no?
Right. And I was married to a senior Marine officer. I used to go to these things at the embassies, and where you'd be dressed up and have a Marine escort you. They put out their arm, and you take the arm, and it's a very respectful escort, okay? This is the Marine color, and these guys, this is the Marine color guard in D.C. They don't make mistakes. They don't do things wrong. And not only is he grabbing her arm, he's leaning away from her. I mean, the body language is really obvious.
Yeah,
right. He didn't want to be doing that. It was right. something different.
Right,
so,
right.
Who knows?
I should let Saskia translate.
We're having a good debate.
Great! ich mach's ganz kurz. Das ging jetzt nochmal. Die Amtseinführung von dem sogenannten Herrn Biden, ich sage jetzt den Namen nicht nur, Biden, was alles nur ein Fake war, ein Riesenfake. Charlie Ward hat es selber im Video dann bekannt gegeben, dass diese Amtseinführung schon vorher gefilmt wurde, dass vieles, was dort stattfand, überhaupt nicht passte. Auch dort, wie so eine Amtseinführung normalerweise stattfindet, auch mithilfe der ja, der Generäle oder wie die da anwesend sind, das war eben alles überhaupt nicht so, wie es generell stattfand. Und ja, die, die wissen, worum es geht, das ist gut. Die, die es noch nicht wissen, die, ja, werden es dann hoffentlich bald erfahren. Okay, I just sum it up. I think people will soon know the truth about everything.
Lots of things.
And this is going to be, yeah.
The other thing too is that some have said, Dr. Mayer, and I want to run this by you, that the Pfizer, whatever it is, it's not a vaccine, gene therapy, whatever people are taking now, and Moderna too, is actually a Trojan horse to debilitate our military and also wipe out much of the U.S. and world population for the Chinese, who, by the way, aren't taking the vaccine.
Mm-hmm. Well, it very could be, and I can explain that, but we'll have to translate small snippets because this is difficult to translate probably. But the problem with when they did the animal studies for this type of drug, the mRNA technology,
right?
The animals died from what's called immune enhancement.
Okay, als sie die Tierversuche machten mit dieser Impfung, starben die Tiere an einer sogenannten Immunverbesserung. Enhancement ist eigentlich etwas.
Immune overshoot. I mean, it.
Ach so, also es wurde also von.
Hyperreaction.
Eine Überreaktion.
Okay.
Des Immunsystems.
Right. So, and what happened is, they didn't die of the vaccine right away.
Und was passierte? Sie starben also nicht direkt gleich nach der Impfung.
But the vaccine caused them to make abnormal antibodies.
Aber was diese Impfung machte, dass im Körper dieser Tiere abnormale Antikörper entstanden.
So instead of killing the virus, when they then challenged the cat or the animal with the virus to see if they were immune, these antibodies came out and coated the virus, which allowed the virus to come in like a Trojan horse and kill the animal.
I see.
Oh. Okay, als sie also dann so ein Tier mit Covid infiziert haben, dann passierte Folgendes, dass diese Antikörper sozusagen dafür sorgen, dass der Virus wie so ein trojanisches Pferd eindringen konnte in den Körper und dann das Tier getötet hat. Also die Antikörper haben dafür gesorgt, dass der Virus in den Körper sogar kam und sich dort verbreiten konnte, wenn ich das richtig übersetzt habe.
Now, because they rushed this vaccine or this therapy to market, there have been no independent lab studies to really see what's in it.
Und weil man eben so darauf gedrängt hat, diese Impfung so schnell wie möglich auf den Markt zu bringen, hat man überhaupt keine unabhängigen Studien durchführen können.
They say the mRNA vaccine is made to produce the spike protein of the coronavirus in the body.
Mhm. Also sie sagen, dass diese mRNA-Impfung dieses Protein sozusagen gegen den Virus erstellt. Ich habe es jetzt einigermaßen richtig übersetzt.
Also, but if I wanted to create a weapon to kill our military, I could put in something that made antibodies to something that doesn't exist right now.
Right.
And then later send that around. In other words, it's a binary poison.
Ah. Mm-hmm. Und wenn ich zum Beispiel jetzt das Militär damit impfen würde, also mit etwas, was noch gar nicht existiert, und dann später sozusagen erst dafür sorge, dass das, wogegen man impft, sozusagen losgelassen wird, dann wäre das wie eine, ja, biotechnische Waffe? Sagt man dazu? Biotechnische Waffe?
And then I could release the second part of the poison anytime I wanted to.
Und dann könnte ich also den zweiten Teil dieses Gifts jederzeit freilassen.
And keep in mind, not only did we fund Chinese Wuhan lab, but we had Chinese researchers in Pfizer and Moderna.
CCP members.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. PLA, People's Liberation Army scientists in Pfizer and Moderna developing this vaccine.
Okay, also dieselben Leute, die bei Pfizer und Moderna arbeiten, sind die, die in Wuhan im Labor gearbeitet haben. Mhm.
And we purposely bypassed animal testing because Bill Gates gave Tony Fauci $100 million for the NIH and got a bypass for Moderna.
Mhm. Und alles wurde umgangen, das, die ganzen Testungen, die ganzen auch die Tierversuche, weil eben Bill Gates $100 Millionen an Dr. Fauci gab und so hat man dann das Ganze auf diesem Wege schnell beschleunigt und unter die Menschen jetzt gebracht.
And because I said that, I will say Jeffrey Epstein didn't commit suicide and I'm not suicidal either.
Right. Jeffrey Epstein hat keinen Selbstmord begangen und sie auch nicht, wenn irgendwas sein soll.
And I'm not suicidal either. And I did get some death threats recently, by the way.
Mm-hmm. After I was on your show?
No, it was before. Oh, but yeah. It was, it was from a guy named Bill in Seattle who has a computer company. I think you can fill in the rest.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Anyway.
Who has no medical degree but's going to vaccinate everybody in the world.
That's true. That's true.
He couldn't even cure viruses in computers.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right. I'm sharing today's show all over the world today. That's what I'm doing.
Oh, so. And by the way, I texted to you my article on Carl Brandt if you wanted to pass it on.
Oh, okay. Okay, yeah. Thank you. I'll do that.
It pertains. I haven't, I wrote that many years ago, but it pertains to what's happening today to the medical profession.
Sure. Right. And by extent, all professions, attorneys especially,
My point about the military and this vaccine is the military are young, healthy people. They're not at risk of dying.
Right.
So I know if you don't vaccinate them, we will have a standing military in 2 months, in 2 years. But if you vaccinate them, you might not.
I just sent a long letter to the Pentagon today on that very point. I hope the Joint Chiefs read it. I guess 15%, 20% of the military has been vaccinated now. So I asked him, I said, are you prepared for a 20% reduction in your personnel within the next couple of years? And my angels, my guides tell me, and they're never wrong, they said there's going to be a 80% mortality rate within 5 years from the vaccine. That's what it's designed to do.
Yeah, it could. And nobody can argue with that. Nobody can argue because no one knows. That's the point. And that's why I tell people, okay, if you believe in vaccines, you want to get the vaccine, why be the first in line? It just wait a while. Let's just see what happens. What's wrong with... we don't need 350 million people or 6 billion people being guinea pigs. Let a few thousand take it. Let's follow them. This is not that fatal a disease. Mm-hmm.